Hey, Bay Area, good morning.
Coffee, please.
Wake up with Sarah and Vinny.
This is amazing!
Every morning on Alice.
97.3. Lisa Smoot, the queen of San Francisco Bay Coffee.
HRH, if you'll remember.
Oh, that's right. Her Royal Highness. Sorry. My bad.
Get it right.
My bad. Sorry. Your Majesty.
Thank you.
Please.
Thank you.
Accept
my...
And
then you have to do this.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
Wait, you have to do that or I have to do that?
You have to do that to me.
Ah.
Or curtsy. You have to curtsy.
Okay, I'm not going
to. Oh, way to
I'm
work
not going
to
curtsy.
Wow.
<Sorry.
laughs> How about this?
We're not worthy.
There you go. There you
I'm
go.
Not worthy.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's pretty good. Yeah.
That works.
You have brought your daughter along as another guest advisor today.
Yes. Generation 3 sitting in the production office.
Morning, Katie.
Oh, that's the story. So San Francisco Bay Coffee started...
By my dad.
By your dad. You took over.
Yeah. And now Generation 3 literally just finished their first. I have five of them. They just finished their first year. And, Kate, you know, I take them everywhere I go just so they can be exposed to different stuff. And I said, Katie, guess what we're doing tomorrow? You're coming with me.
That's great.
Yeah.
Were you excited? Because we've known you were coming in for quite a while, actually.
Yes. I was very excited. I love this radio show, so... It's fun to be here since me and my mom always grew up watching this.
Oh, yeah, cool. Awesome. Yeah. Do you feel forced into the family business at all? Is that a...
No, never.
There was never. You had plenty of other choices that you could have made.
We would like to say that. As long as my mom's not looking, I'll always tell everyone. I was never forced, like, never.
Well, I think it's great. I mean, a family-run business over several generations and did good from the beginning. Like,
47 years we've been
in business. Part of the compostable pods before that was a thing where people are like, oh, this will be sexy.
Yeah. We were socially responsible before it was cool to be socially responsible.
That's
I think
cool.
I told you last time we've built, I think, 1,700 housing units down in South and Central America, 62 schools, medical clinics. We've had doctor visits for the farms, paid for scholarships for kids to go to college and learn about coffee and stay in the coffee business rather than going to the big cities. So we did a lot, and then COVID hit and we had to pivot. And now we do our farmer education. So we teach them to grow more and grow better quality so they can get more money.
Nice.
Yeah.
Super rad.
I know.
It is awesome.
Lisa Smoot, everybody.
Thank you.
All right. Listen, Lisa. You were great last time. You had solid advice. I think that we have a really hard one. I think it's hard. Personally experiencing
You've
it.
Been building this up.
I know.
And then we've got one that is so
roll?
Funny, I feel like it could be fake. So we're going to start with the hard one.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no.
Yeah. We'll get you warmed up with it. Hello, Morning Show. In need of bad advice about making my 21-year-old stepson move out. We asked him to move out at the beginning of February and gave him until May 1st. He just got laid off last week, and it took months for him to find this job a year and a half ago. Do we remind him he still needs to go by that date? Do we extend his deadline? We're planning on buying a home this summer, but we don't want to live with him anymore. He was paying rent, but he was always late. Us constantly having to ask. When we asked him to move out, we told him, save your rent money for a deposit, stop paying us, and we'll give you $1,000 towards your deposit.
They really want him out.
Yeah. He's also...
He's probably a slob.
I know. He is always buying things online and eating out. He's been butting heads with his dad. So this is her stepson, too. Mm-hmm. So it's harder. I think it's extra hard for her. He's been butting heads with his dad for months, driving us crazy with breaking small things in the home, a window, an outlet cover, a towel rack, taking forever to do the simplest thing like washing dishes or taking out the trash. Plays a lot of video games. And we constantly have to tell him to stop yelling. Big pothead. We have two small children under 5, and he's not a good influence. Things are always tense when he's home. I don't want to be the evil stepmom, but dad can't talk to him without arguing. I have a feeling he was just going to wait until the deadline and ask his grandparents to live with them and take advantage of them. Thanks for reading. Hopefully it wasn't too long. Feel free to shorten it. Anonymous. Ooh. Okay. I want to make Katie go first just because I'm mean like that.
Yeah.
Like, what do you do? What can this person do?
Katie, how old are you?
I'm 27.
Okay.
Mm. Do you live at home?
No, I actually live in the city.
Oh, nice. How exciting.
My brother just moved out from living at home. So, Mom, I guess that's a similar situation.
I'm an empty nester.
Did you have to kick him out, though?
No. So, they
See,
all
that's
left.
The thing. This guy's a loser.
He did leave willingly.
They all left.
He's only 21.
They went to college. Oh, they
boy.
Came back. They couldn't afford to move to live
yes.
anywhere else. So, they lived at home till they had enough money to move out. Then they all moved out.
How old was the last one when he
23.
Left?
23. Okay. He just left.
That's a decent age.
It's a good age.
21 is still college age. And I'm, you know, I give you crap about letting your son, he's 25, move back home.
Yeah.
But 21 is still kind of a kid, in my opinion.
Agreed. However, he's college age and not going to college and not working and playing video games.
That's hard.
It is hard. It's
and not working.
I actually think this is a really hard thing because I think a lot of people, it is impossible to live around here.
You cannot live in the Bay without a job.
You have to have, and not just a job, a good job. You have to have a good job or 50 roommates.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, I feel like this is a, this, how do you make the, because I feel like most people don't just throw their kids out onto the street. You know?
I think they should. Put his stuff out. Give him a date. Last date. You're not here. Stuff's going to be out on the sidewalk. Boom.
It sounds like they're enabling him.
Yes.
It sounds like they're enabling him by not sticking to their deadlines and not. So what's the real issue? Do you really want him out or are you just, you know, is he creating havoc in the with the little kids? So you got to set some boundaries and hold him accountable. And if he doesn't, you know, then go to elevate it to the next level. You know, if you don't do this, blah, blah. These are, that's what I used to say to my kids all the time. I'm very, very neat. You may not put dishes in the sink. You put them straight in the dishwasher. You need to make your bed every morning. I don't want to see towels on the floor. I don't want to see any of that stuff. And if they didn't do it, I'm like, get your butt home and do this now.
Oh.
Right, Katie?
Yeah.
As real, as smart as that sounds, though, I think most parents find themselves going, now I have another job, which is to hound my kid. It does become like you had to keep that line up all the time, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Although when you set the line and you set it early, it becomes easier to stick with.
Yeah.
And I do feel like, you know, this kid is her stepson. So here's a, you know, their family, their original family breaks up. He's got the kid. You know, there's, I think there's a lot of guilt in divorces where, you know, you're trying to make it easier for the kid to get through it. And that can sometimes soften them up. And then now there's this whole new family and this other person and these two new kids. And I'm thinking that they let him slip through the cracks. They'd never held his feet to the fire. There was never any personal responsibility pressed upon him. So is, as harsh as it is their only option to say, you're 21 years old. Goodbye. Go join the army.
Yeah. Or go live with your mom.
I was just going to say.
I'm just saying.
Written down in there is, or he'll just go off to his grandparents' house.
Right.
Then he should go do that.
Yeah.
Or go to his mom's. I don't know where the mom is, but I do think that if you've got little kids that you're trying to raise, that's a hard enough job without having a grown-up in the house yelling.
Smoking pot, yelling,
high,
breaking things.
Games.
Right.
Like, that's just a simple, you got to go.
It might be the best thing you ever do for him to kick him out.
So go to your grandparents or go to your mom's. This is bad advice if you just dialed in and this is about a kid who's lost his job and living with his dad and his stepmom.
Yeah, 21 years old.
And his two young stepbrothers or sisters or whatever that.
Half brother sisters.
Right.
Whatever.
That's a recipe for disaster.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was just
going
to say.
Can't wait to hear Bob's thing.
Then they just see how, you know, the little kids are like, oh, well, I don't have to make my bed. Oh, mom tells me to do this and I don't have to do that. Mm-hmm. So it sets them up for failure going forward.
He's modeling horrible child activity.
Yeah. He is modeling horrible behavior. And I will actually say, for me personally, I grew up with kind of a degenerate older brother. He's 8 years older than me. He was in and out of college. He was smoking weed in the basement. He was even doing worse things than that in our house at times.
Oh.
And for me, it was a great example of what not to do.
Mm.
It was like this example of, if you don't stay within these disciplines, if you don't focus on school, if you don't get your crap together, you could end up living in your mom's basement until you're 25 years old. And I didn't personally want to do that.
Yeah.
So these kids are, the age gap is much bigger. But for me, I thought it was a great example, a good perspective to have for my life.
Got a couple texts, 925. You guys sound like such boomers right now. The concept of moving out and spreading into the world once you hit 18 is such a USA stupid American concept. Nowhere else in the world is it like this. Let your kids stay at home and you'll have a nice built-in caregiver once you're too old to do it yourself.
No.
If he was a model person, maybe.
Yes.
You but know, he's not a model person.
You've kind of presented, after listening to Bob and my own thoughts on this. I think you may have presented the right idea, which is the stepmom. So the dad can't deal with it, right?
The dad gets in an argument with him right. every time they talk.
So the stepmom might be able to say to him, in an effort to raise up my two children, your stepsister and brother, we can't have you around. Mm. You can't be here presenting doobie weed. You can't be here playing video games.
Not working,
you've gotta
being a
go.
Loser.
So mm-hmm. I do think there's nothing wrong with him going to his grandma's. There's nothing wrong with him hitting the bricks and looking for a gig. And so if you say, all right, go get your job. You got 1 month or whatever. However, whatever boundaries you set, I do think use your kids as an excuse mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. say you can't be here for that reason.
Right.
If it was just us three,
you're a bad influence.
You might be able to just take a room and just stay there until whenever you get motivated or not.
I feel like the only way to motivate somebody is to turn their life upside down, mm-hmm. maybe throw them out. But if he's just going to wind up over at the grandparents' house, like, I don't think that really solves the problem.
You know,
at least it's not your problem anymore.
I don't know how people hold a line today, though, when it comes to, like, so they say, get out. What if he doesn't? Like with my dad, when he said, you're out of here, I knew I had to go.
Yeah.
Like there was no, he right. was going to physically remove me if they don't, no one's going to do that today.
No, but I think that what you can do is wait for him to go outside to pick up his food, lock the door, get the locks changed, yeah. pack up all his stuff, put
Maybe
it out on the front.
It.
That's I feel
Change
like that's
the
only
locks.
Way.
Okay.
Like, I hate to come around to what Maddie said so harshly to begin with, but I do feel like this is a kid who needs a kick in the pants. Mm-hmm. Like, this ends now. All right. Anybody have any final thoughts on that one, or you want to move to the next one? Okay, this one has been brewing. We're doing bad advice right now with our guest advisors, Lisa Smoot from San Francisco Bay Coffee and her daughter, Katie. Okay. Sleeping. This one, I'm just going to read it to you.
Okay.
And you guys.
And you think it's phony.
I am just going to read it to you.
Okay.
I'm so excited.
I don't.
Dear Sarah and Vinny, Maddie and Bob, and Lisa and Katie, I'll add that in. I need your help figuring out whether I'm dating into a charming family tradition or a cult that thinks food has feelings. I've been dating my girlfriend for about a year now. Last weekend, she invited me to my first full family dinner. I'm talking the whole crew, parents, two sisters, an uncle who brought his own wine opener because he doesn't trust other people's cork work, and a grandmother who stared at me the entire evening like she was silently evaluating my credit score. Everything was going totally normal. We made small talk about work. My girlfriend told a childhood story that made me sound mildly incompetent with power tools. Her dad asked what I do with computers, which I tried to answer in a way that made me sound smartish. Then dessert time rolls around, except it wasn't dessert. Right before anyone picks up their fork, everyone at the table suddenly held hands. I thought maybe they were going to say grace or doing a quick family prayer, but the mom said very calmly, let's go around and say one compliment about the lasagna. Not about dinner, not about the cook, specifically about the lasagna.
Oh boy.
I'm paraphrasing, but these are the kinds of things they said. Her uncle went first and said it had excellent structural integrity. Her sister said it had a really thoughtful cheese distribution.
Oh boy.
Her mom said it had confident flavor. Grandma said it was bold, but respectful. Oh, everyone's going, like, they're all nodding now, like they're judging the Olympic figure skating finals of Italian food. And then it gets to him, and they all look over at him, and he says, I panicked. I didn't want to disrespect the lasagna, so I blurted out that it had great emotional depth. Everyone nodded again. Seriously, like, that made perfect sense. Then dessert continued like nothing weird had happened. Sarah and Vinny, I need to know, is this a wholesome family bonding ritual, or is this as weird as I think it is? My girlfriend was very nonchalant about it. Like, are they just trying to make the meal last a little longer? This is R in Campbell listening on the app. Allegedly.
It's real. It's too specific and weird to be made up. This is a real one.
Let's vote if it's real or not first, and then we can handle it.
AI. What are you saying? Real?
AI.
I say real.
AI. So fake, Real.
I think it's real.
Real, real.
The listener is telling the truth, but somebody is lying.
Yeah. I think the family could be playing a prank.
They're
or something.
Pranking.
650 said that right away. I think the family was messing with him. Yeah.
They're pranking him. This is a thing people do.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Or like people would say the Pledge of Allegiance, like if their boyfriend comes over for dinner. Like,
is that really?
Yes. Like, yeah. Oh, my God. That could be what this is.
I love this family so much more now.
Think about it. You're absolutely right.
I didn't think about that at
I
all.
Didn't either. I actually can't believe it. I think that might be.
That's you're goofing it. On
so
it.
You're saying this guy is telling the truth, but it's the family that yes. it's a family joke.
And
over.
He should lean in. He should, next time he sees them, he should like bring up something that he wants them all to compliment. Like he should not
invite them over and do it
yes,
to them.
Yes, like he needs to lean in. He needs to get them back. This is amazing. This is such a great way to be welcomed into a family.
You don't think that after the fact they'd all just go, yeah, we're just putting you on.
Well, here's the other thing that I was thinking the whole time as he's described. There are so many more weird ways that you could be, like, the things that happen within a household can be horrifying.
Yes.
The fact
and
that
everyone in the household thinks they're
the
normal.
The fact that they talk to their food is nothing.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Nothing.
In the grand scheme of things that could possibly go wrong.
It's a blip.
It doesn't even indicate like that there's deeper problems. Like, you know, they're trying to be complimentary about the food if that's actually what they were doing.
My advice to you is next time you go eat, have some pre-thought compliments about whatever it might be so that you're prepared to deliver when it's time to talk about the meal.
I like
the
idea of inviting them over.
And making them do it.
But put some, like, you know, you're making some weird spice into the thing that you're making.
What's that thing on Friends they made where peas were in there?
Like, oh, the English trifle.
It's a dessert, but it had peas.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, do something kooky like that so right. they've got
and
a,
be all like,
yeah.
Well, I'd like to hear everyone's thoughts on the English trifle. Oh, my God. I can't.
No,
you know
Rachel.
What? That actually is the only answer that makes sense. If this is a real letter and this guy really experienced that, I believe that you guys nailed it. I think that that's what this is. So
I don't. I think they're just weirdos.
That's fun, too.
That is kind of fun.
I don't even think it's that weird. There's weird stuff. There's horror, tragic things that happen. This is weird. Nothing. Yeah.
650. Well, wouldn't you want structural integrity in lasagna?
You do. Yeah.
Yes, but do we have to make comments about it after? It's the commentary. I mean, it's fine to, you know, if you wanted to give someone a compliment about a meal, I think that's lovely.
I mean, my Italian aunt is fishing. Like, after she makes her gnocchi, she's all like, gnocchi, what did you think? What did you think? Yeah. So she wants to hear.
So it's possible that this is, they truly do want to hear the compliments about the lasagna that was prepared, but it's not.
I don't think it's that bad. And if it was a joke, I really believe
then
by
awesome.
Now
yeah.
it is awesome, but I would think that the girlfriend would have by now said,
we got you.
Well, maybe they weren't expecting him to buy it. The look on his face must have been hilarious. They're like, let's keep it going. Let's see if we can get him with the...
I love the rest of what happened that night. Right. They, you know, like the, I don't think that the comment about the cork, you know, the opening of the cork was necessarily part of like the whole show thing like that. You know, that sounds like a funny, weird, charming, eccentric family.
People are serious about their wine.
That is true.
Or their coffee.
They don't want any little bits of cork in there.
This is the, I feel this way about if I'm going to have dessert and I'm going to take the empty calories, I want it to be good.
Yeah.
So if you bring me dessert and or there's dessert there and I look at it and I'm like, I don't like rhubarb pie. Yeah.
How do you know till you taste it?
I haven't tasted it, but I don't want to waste my dessert. One bite. But what I'm saying is,
it's delicious.
I'll just take the ice cream. Let me just a la mode the plate.
Yeah. Plate a la mode.
Yeah. So the listener needs to write in if he goes back to their house and they do it again.
We got
to
hear
it. Right, we got to hear
it. Right, because what if this isn't a prank and then he pranks them with some horrible... and they're all like, oh, no, this was the poor spice distribution or whatever.
I almost barfed.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't think gravy is supposed to be in a dessert. Here's one from 707. Literally just saw a video this week where a work meeting included compliments to the boss to prank a new employee.
Oh, funny.
So this does happen.
I like it. I hope that is what happened.
I hope so, too.
And if it's not, other families should take this into consideration when they bring in the new, you know, the new partner.
Yeah.
It's good.
I actually love this now. I've been very like excited to share it, but kind of like afraid that, oh God, it's a fake. I love that. You guys have solved it.
Hey, Bay Area, good morning.
Coffee, please.
Wake up with Sarah and Vinny.
This is amazing.
Every morning on Alice.
97.3.